USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House of Representatives have impeached President Trump for a second time, approving a charge of incitement of insurrection by a 232-197 vote. 10 Republicans crossed the aisle to vote with all Democrats to approve the articles. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she was signing the articles with a heavy heart.
I sadly am with her heart broken over what this means to our country, of a president who would incite insurrection will sign the engrossment of the article of impeachment.
While voting was taking place, President Trump released a video statement condemning the violence at the Capitol 1 week ago. He said that no real supporter of his would advocate for political violence.
No true supporter of mine could ever endorse political violence. No true supporter of mine could ever disrespect law enforcement or our great American flag.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
California is expanding its coronavirus vaccination program, adding all residents 65 and older to its list of people who qualify for this phase of vaccination. In his announcement, Governor Gavin Newsom added that California is trying to secure more vaccines, as only 1% of Californians have received the shot. The expansion comes as the state is averaging more than 40,000 new infections a day. Another vaccine is showing promise, as Johnson & Johnson's one-dose shot showed promising results in early-phase trials. In data reported Wednesday in the New England Journal of Medicine, the vaccine appeared to be safe, with immune responses shown in both elderly and younger volunteers. Data from the company's larger Phase 3 trial is expected later this month. A third approved vaccine would be welcoming in bolstering a vaccination operation that many health officials have said has been too slow. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine would simplify some areas of logistics, as only one shot is required, and it doesn't need to be stored at sub-zero temperatures when shipped. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
In a Wednesday afternoon video, President Trump condemned the violence at the Capitol a week ago and called on all Americans to ease the tension in the nation.
Whether you are on the right or on the left, a Democrat or a Republican, there is never a justification for violence. No excuses, no exceptions. America is a nation of laws. Those who engaged in the attacks last week will be brought to justice. Now I am asking everyone who has ever believed in our agenda to be thinking of ways to ease tensions, calm tempers, and help to promote peace in our country. There has been reporting that additional demonstrations are being planned in the coming days, both here in Washington and across the country. I have been briefed by the U.S. Secret Service on the potential threats. Every American deserves to have their voice heard in a respectful and peaceful way. That is your First Amendment right. But I cannot emphasize that there must be no violence, no law breaking, and no vandalism of any kind. Everyone must follow our laws and obey the instructions of law enforcement.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.